All right. Summer boobies. Welcome back. Another episode of Couldn't Care Less podcast. We're still in quarantine. This shit sucks for everyone. So sorry, but this is what we got. This is what we're dealing with. Okay? You can make the best of it or you make the worst of it. Now, it definitely sucks if you're out of work as well. So that I feel for sure. Or if you're having to cancel weddings. We're still unsure about that for us. We got one in August, so scared out of my mind. Hopefully we don't have to postpone it. We'll see, though. Shout out to Claire, one of the true boobies out there. Thanks for showing your appreciation, Claire. You're the shit. Hopefully you're listening to this one too. Maybe you were just a one and done episode type of gal, but hopefully not, you know? Hopefully we can keep this relationship going. Oh, what else? I've got 3 mustaches now on my face again. If you haven't seen me, go watch the YouTube video, and while you're there, click subscribe, click the like button. I don't know, do some cool shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, I got 3 mustaches. One right on my upper lip, and 2 right above my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the killer pillow is back, you know what I mean? But yeah, I love it. I mean, who am I gonna see? Yeah, whatever, I'm recording myself on a video, but other than that, I don't really see anyone. And even if I was, don't really care. I wore this dumbass thing to work for an entire month in November. I committed to Movember. Okay? Also, if you're watching the video, if you're just listening and want to watch the video, there is a YouTube channel that you can go watch on. So, just so you know, you can look it up on YouTube or find the link. I'll try to include it in the podcast description. But there is a YouTube video, and feel free to go watch that as well. If you're watching, though, you can see that I have a new setup, okay? That's the first thing. I have a new setup. I've got this desk, which has saved my life, not only for my work day, but also for this. I'm so happy with the desk. I can't even explain. I was sitting in a damn recliner that whole time. And yeah, that was building character. I know. It was pretty bad. Like, it was pretty cool. I almost said badass, and I don't know what I was trying to mix it with. And I came out with Brad, so I'm glad I didn't finish whatever I was going to say. But it was pretty badass, sitting in the recliner for a little bit. And I'm out of it now. I got a new desk. I got a new chair. And no, this podcast or YouTube channel has not paid for any of that, okay? And it won't pay for any of that. Unless you guys go share it. So, do that. Also, though, if you're watching, you've noticed I've got an absolutely gorgeous piece of art right to my left here. It's called... Actually, I'm not even going to tell you what it's called. I'm going to tell you this. I painted it, okay? I painted that. I don't know why. Oh, my mic's in the way. See? I'm the only one that can see it. Hold on. Let me just try to get this shit out of the way for you. First of all, you can't even see it that well from right there. But it's gorgeous. It is a portrait of a mini schnauzer. I want to say it's my mini schnauzer, Frank, but I think I got to do it a few more times to really nail it on him. But this is a mini schnauzer. And yeah, it's freehand. I did that shit myself, okay? Freehand. I didn't trace shit. I did look at a photo, though. So I don't know if that's cheating or not. I didn't come up with that myself. So hopefully that's not cheating. But I looked at a picture online. I got that done in like an hour and a half. Okay, so my point is this. First of all, I'm obviously an artist. A true artist. Because I've never really painted before. Okay. And we were doing this, what do you call it? Paint and pour. Janina wanted to do an in-home paint and pour, so she bought us some canvases, bought us some paint. And we did that last night. And it was a shitload of fun. I recommend it to everyone, by the way. So much fun. I mean, I only recommend it if you know that you're going to be as talented as I was on my first try. But I still recommend it. I mean, it was still something to do, and we're in quarantine. There's not other shit to do. So, yeah, but I named it Frank. Looks just like him, I know. But there'll be another version. I'll have to get another version. That'll always be the OG. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to take up painting now, though. That sounds like a good idea. Especially depending on how long we're in here, like we're in prison. Depending how long we're in this quarantine thing. But I don't know. We don't have another canvas. Shit. Well, I have to order some. Maybe you can get them online. I haven't looked. She said she got them at Meijer, so if you know where you can get more of those. Well, I'm sure she knows. I don't know why I'm asking you to tell me. Whatever. Drop it. Anyways, I'm an artist. Okay, and if you'd like me to paint your dog or your bunny or the squirrel that sits outside of your house, I'll do that for you. Okay? But it's going to cost you. So, I haven't really talked about anything yet. Oh yeah, shit. Okay, I did want to talk about something, and I'm not going to pull up the video. That shit was too hard to do the last time. I haven't mastered it yet. I'll figure it out, okay? The audio quality sucked because of it. It still might suck. I don't know. I'll find out when I'm done. But did everyone see the guy on Facebook Live, like, a couple nights ago? He had, I'll try to find a photo of him or something to plop up on the YouTube video, but he was running a Facebook Live video of himself in, like, probably a room about this size, a little bit smaller, I don't know, look kind of like closet spacious. It, all right, forget that word. Anyways, small room, right? He has no shirt on, and for some reason, he's got baby powder all over himself, and he's putting rubber bands. He's trying to let the audience that's watching guess how many rubber bands it's going to take before the watermelon that he's wrapping them around pops or explodes. I don't know what happens. Apparently, I was watching the video for just a little bit, and he's done it before. He says he's the watermelon. He knows. So that assured me at that point that he was going to be okay. Oh, he had goggles on too. Swimming goggles. That's what it was. He had pink swimming goggles on. For some reason, baby powder all over his body. I was still trying to figure that part out. But we didn't even sign in to watch this thing until he was at like 700 rubber bands around this thing, and it looked like it was gonna pop. But we got to the point where it was, I want to say 900. He messed up the numbers like 8 times, so I really don't know the true number he was counting, but he was doing it so fast that he kept skipping numbers. And then he would ask the audience and they wouldn't know either, like everyone like chatting into the Facebook Live. And it got to about, I want to say 967. Like, I was ready to see this thing. It was squirting out watermelon juice from the top and the bottom, like, as he was putting rubber bands around it. And I was waiting for it to explode, but I was also thinking in my head, like, this has got to be dangerous. It had to be dangerous. But he's got, like, thousands of people watching. Like, I was telling Janina while we were watching it, like, in a couple seconds, we could see this guy get seriously injured. Because he was, like, right next. He was putting these things over the watermelon. And he was standing right next to it. So his face, like, was at the very top of the watermelon when he would finish putting the rubber band over. So he would immediately jump back every time. And he did have a good rhythm going, but then whenever he wanted to check the video or the chat to see what his audience was saying, he would lean right over the fucking watermelon. And I don't know. Maybe I'm describing this and it's probably not going to sound like it's that big of a deal, but the shit looked like it was going to explode. And I thought for sure it was going to take him out. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen videos on YouTube or something before where watermelons explode somehow, like from getting shot or whatever. I don't know. But that stuff goes everywhere. And it's heavy. But yeah, long story long, I guess. He was doing this. His video was 7.5 hours long by the time we got on. So I don't know if he had maybe explained the whole routine or maybe he went shopping. Like, it didn't seem like it should have taken him 7 hours because he was flying. And we were only watching it for like 10 minutes and he was through 150 rubber bands. So I don't understand. But stream was going for almost 8 hours at that point. And Facebook must have seen, they must have noticed or something that he had 30,000 people watching and he could possibly die in a second, like on live camera. And I never thought about it, but they probably have to watch out for that. Like, is someone always watching your videos and shit? Is Facebook always watching as you're doing? I mean, yes, they're watching you do everything. Let's get that straight. And we'll get into that. They're watching you do everything. They're collecting everything, okay? They're collecting shit when you're not even on the app. Just know that, please. Anyone that's listening and is naive to that, please know that. They are collecting everything. They're on every app in your phone, and you don't even know it. There are settings that you can go change on your phone. I still haven't done it, but you should look those up too. But anyways, I'm taking too long to tell this story. Damn it. Sorry. Okay, he's got 30,000 people on. Facebook finds out somehow, and after 8 hours of long, hard work, and this guy was going at it, his back hurt, he had to take breaks. They shut his video down. And not only that, they took it away. They took it off of Facebook, like, immediately. Janina tried to refresh the page. It was gone. Poof. Gone. I haven't went back to look, which I'll do after I record this, because I'm going to try to find a photo of the guy in his getup, because it was hilarious at first. But there had to be a reason for the baby powder all over his body. I don't know that part. Maybe he was just trying to not get cut if it exploded. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, it was just, and then you get into this thing and you just see this guy in like little girls' swimming goggles, and it looks funny at first, and then he gets a little into it, and that thing, man, I wonder if he kept going and it exploded and he didn't even know that his live thing ended. Did they notify him? Oh, God, can you imagine how mad he was? He was right at the end, too. That thing was going to pop. I don't know. I'm kind of glad I didn't see it. I ended up seeing him like a day later online again doing it to a milk carton. It had to be him. Yeah, dude, people are crazy. They're recording crazy shit. Like, I gotta say, this time is really bringing out the creativity in a lot of people. Like, families, they're doing TikTok. TikTok blew up. TikTok is, some companies, some organizations, some tech companies are just rolling right now. They are bringing in subscriptions. Oh my God, can you imagine the subscription business right now? Netflix, HBO, Stars, all of them. People are probably calling, getting a couple months worth of a subscription. They probably got deals going right now. No contract deals. I think they all have no contract, right? Subscription with no Yeah, I think all of them are like that. But, dude, they're just raking in the dough. Them house party, that app that everyone's using to hang out in, TikTok is probably going nuts right now. Well, I know it is, because now there's more than just, now there's more than just little kids on it, you know? Adults, you got entire families on that right now, going, having a ball. And they're making really good shit. I'm seeing a lot of really good videos online. Of course, I didn't prepare and bring any to you during this show, but whatever. That's only because I'm kind of just winging it, to be honest. Oh yeah, also, I guess I did write this down. Bill, if you're listening, which I don't think you've listened in a long time, but anyone else that's listened and has kind of understood who Bill is, Bill, I apologize. I was wrong. You were right. Well, no, sorry. Time out. Reverse. Rewind. You weren't right. I take that part back. But I was wrong about the word and the spelling of allowed. I thought that your phone, or you were telling us that your phone was taking whatever you were typing in and what is that called? Autospell. Why did that just drop off my mind? I thought you were taking what your phone was taking, whatever you were putting into it, and you were telling us that it was auto spelling to allowed, A-L-O-U-D. Now, I was wrong in the sense that that isn't a word. I'm dumb. I didn't even think of it. But, like, you can speak aloud. You can, that's the example. You can speak aloud. I don't, yeah. Is there another way that I should say that? Anyways, yes, it's a word. Your phone was probably taking whatever dumbass way you were trying to spell the way you were trying, the word you were trying to say, which is A-L-L-O-W-E-D. That one's the one I know you keep trying to say, like, am I allowed to do something? Are we allowed to go here? Like, that type of thing is what you were trying to spell. And your phone fixed it to A-L-O-U-D for some reason. But I just wanted to tell you, sorry, I was wrong about that. Didn't even think of it. And, you know, honestly, like Mike Tyson would say, man, that's messed up. Messed up what I did to you. I'm sorry. I love Mike Tyson memes. My God, Mike Tyson memes are the best. If you get some time, you have time. Why do I keep saying that? You have time. You're at home. Everyone's in quarantine. Look up some Mike Tyson memes. They'll keep you occupied. Occupied. Good Lord. They will. For a while. See, I keep switching back to the video version of this. And I see this caterpillar on my lip. Just psychs me up. No, honestly, it freaks me out. Just like it freaks you out. But whatever. You know what sucks, though? I think the most about this quarantine shit is, and this is going to sound so cliche, but it is a bit ridiculous now in Michigan with the weather changes. And I know it's no one's fault. We can't control it. And we know this about our own state. I know that. And every year I go into it and I know that. Every year I go into this time. And yeah, it varies year over year. But it's always something chaotic, okay? Where it's up to 60, up to 70, and sunny out, no wind, no clouds. And it's like that for a day. And then it leaves us. And we get this. We had snow. We had snow. On Friday. 2 inches of snow on Friday. And Saturday we had sunshine. I was outside on the grill in a t-shirt and shorts watching the snow melt. It was 60 degrees. And then Sunday came and it started to shift, get a little bit breezier. Monday came, started to get a little bit breezier and cloudier. And now Tuesday's here, and guess what I saw out the window? Maybe for a couple minutes, but I saw it. Fucking snow again. And it's still breezy, and it's not warm out. But it keeps on psyching me out. I don't know. I know it. I know it going into every year. I know it going into every single year. We all do. And then we all get to this point and we complain like we didn't know it was going to happen. We knew. We knew. We always know. We always know. Okay? And we know that you don't want to hear about our Michigan bullshit weather anymore. You don't want to hear us complain about it. But also, I don't want to hear anyone else complain. Okay? We have it the worst. That's what I'm going to say. I think we have it the worst. We have to. Oh, dude. Okay. So, a couple weeks back, I made a comment, right, about how we shouldn't be hesitant to believe. We shouldn't be hesitant to believe everything. Like, in other words, we always think, like, the media's lying to us, or this, this, and this, or some people do. And I said, oh, you shouldn't be hesitant to believe everything. Like, you should believe some of it. Like, obviously, they're not just putting out bullshit all the time. Rewind. No. I was wrong. Again. So I'm admitting to being wrong more than once on this thing. I feel like that's all I do on this thing. But whatever. I was wrong again, okay? I saw the video on YouTube. What's it called? Out of the Shadows. I'm sure it was sent to you. If you've seen it in, I don't know. I don't think you could, at first you couldn't even search it on YouTube and have it pull up. Apparently I was like reading all the comments and it wasn't even searchable. I don't know if it is now, but it's called Out of the Shadows. And like, it just makes you jittery. Like, I'm already getting jittery just thinking about it. But all right, basically what is going on and what this video explains is, and I'm not trying to fearmonger, okay? I don't even have a big enough audience to fearmonger. So you know what? I am trying to fearmonger. The 20 people that are listening, or 30, and if we're even feeling good about ourselves, maybe 40. This should freak you out a tad bit, okay? Because this isn't the first time we've heard all this stuff that this video talks about, but it ties it all together. And I don't want to spoil the whole thing, okay? I do think that everyone should go and at least check it out, okay? We got to see both sides of the equation. But this thing, what fascinated me the most about it, okay, is, I guess I didn't explain it. Should I explain it? I don't know if I should ruin it. I can't just go into this without explaining it a tad bit. It's basically about how the high-level celebrities and rich and famous, and not everyone, okay? So don't hear me say that and automatically think like, oh my God, I'm pushing them all into one group. No. Hollywood as a whole, so like movies, entertainment, media, all of that, okay? It is all one. There's just this giant cult, basically, that is behind the scenes. And a lot of people know about it, but no one talks about it. And a lot of people know, you know, people are part of it. And you just, I don't know how you get recruited or what the hell happens, but basically it's like this weird satanic cult that runs all of our large media. And that's all news outlets, not one or the other. It's all of them. The CEOs are basically, or CEOs slash founders are part of this thing, okay? And they all have direct ties to our government in some way, shape, or form. And they all believe in this one guy, I guess, or a couple people, but one guy that was brought up is this Michael Aquino guy. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because of him, okay? So I'm going to try to stop the fear-mongering part. And just talk about this guy, because out of it all, you start to think of the stupidity behind it, behind the people that are putting all these crazy psychos in the positions that they're in, And this Michael Aquino guy is an example of that. He is a high-level NSA officer, or was. Not sure if he still is, or if he was. Okay. He wrote a paper called Mind War. Okay. And it's about psychological operations against populations, including the American population, using, wait for it, satanic techniques and tools. He's a Satanist. And if you're watching the video, I'm going to pop a picture of him up. And I'm going to tell you, or ask you, rather, what you would have thought at first glance. Let's just say you're the person, you're the recruiter meeting him. He wants to join national security for the U.S. government. He wants to be an NSA officer. First glance. Tell me what you get. This guy has horns for eyebrows. Legit. And he made them that way. Or, I don't know. I don't know if he was born that way or not. There's no chance. Because it's just hair, I'm pretty sure, at the outer edge of his eyebrow. It comes up with two horns. First glance. All right. A little odd. But he's 100% open about his satanic beliefs. He wrote a paper about controlling populations, including the American population, with mind, brainwash. That's brainwash. Okay. I just don't understand the stupidity. How does someone with that much crazy in them, and it be blatantly obvious by looking at them, how does someone with that much crazy in them get to that level and be able to influence others and create something, create a movement based on ridiculous ideas? They literally sacrifice people. You know that shit that you see? Okay, for example, they show a Katy Perry. Katy Perry is part of this cult. They show a Katy Perry video, music video. Now, granted, she used to be, and I didn't really know this about her until this, but she used to be a country Christian singer. And the media, or whomever in Hollywood, gets a hold of her, shows her the way, and says, hey, here is how you're going to make it. Here's how you are going to become the big person that she is today. The big name that everyone knows. They show clips of all of her music videos, and all of them have signs that point that she is part of the cult. You know why? Because to be part of the cult, you have to show the acknowledgement that, I don't know if that's the right wording for it, but basically you have to show others through symbolism that you are part of the cult. So symbols that you see and stuff like that, all that crazy shit that you'll see some weird ass actor go do on TV and you're like, what the hell did they do in that interview? Look up what they did and see, because it might be a little symbol to their buddies. Like, hey, look at me. I'm part of the crazies. You know? I don't know, man. It was just crazy. It was crazy to see. It was crazy to comprehend. I might have to go back and watch it again, honestly. I think it was very interesting. And they're really just bringing it to light. The video makers of the movie. My dog's freaking out. The video makers of the movie, or YouTube video, I don't know if they ever, they didn't really make it a movie. They were stuntmen. Okay, so they work for, I'm telling you everything now. What the fuck? they're professional stunt dudes, okay? They were in a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. I'm not going to go any further, but the entire meteor... Look at that. All right. I think it's because I'm talking about this Satanist dude that I can't speak. I'm speaking mumbo jumbo. The entire media industry and entertainment industry, including the news that we hear on a daily basis, the CEOs, the founders, the high-level folks that own all of that are all in this cult. Okay? So just watch it. It's informational. Okay? It also talks about how... I forgot to mention this part. It does talk about how the CIA... I guess I should get into this, Tebbit. It talks about how the CIA is using brothels to blackmail celebrities and other high-level important people that influence others, aka the whole Epstein shit. So bring that all back around. It all comes together, okay? The Harvey Weinsteins of the world, the Epsteins, they're all part of this thing. They are the ones that were blackmailing all of these people. And who knows who was in control of them? That guy didn't kill himself. We all know that, okay? I didn't even need to say that. But some very powerful, powerful, powerful people probably needed him to die. And that's crazy. That's movie shit. I mean, I guess. They've been desensitizing us to it this entire time. That's why the movies, we all... I'm doing exactly what this video talks about. I'm not aware that I'm doing it. That's what sucks. I just said, well, that's like movie shit, right? Well, that's because they're controlling all that. They're desensitizing me to that concept or that idea, which makes me think it's all a joke when in real life it is real. And I might find out about it. I might think at that point, nah, that's movie shit. That's TV stuff. That's fake. Because they desensitize us to it. They make us believe it's fake. Yeah, anyways. I don't know. Some crazy shit, dude. There's crazy people out there. It's like any, like the... craziest fucker in the world could be living right next door to you. That's wild. But I don't really know if I have anything else to talk about. Those are my big topics. I moved on kind of quick because I got a little skittish at the end. I was getting a little too ranty. I don't know. But someone tweeted back at me the other day, by the way. And if you guys are going to send me stuff, like, if you're listening and you want to send me topics or send me anything at all, greatly appreciate it. I'll try to hit it. Someone sent me something. Someone sent me something. There we go. I'm going to have to do this syllable by syllable. Someone sent me something the other day on Twitter. And it was after I did that video review that I did on that wedgie up with the guy that made the sheet that goes in between your butt cheeks and stops farts from making noises and shit. So I don't know if she just searched the word wedgie and decided to ask me a question or what happened, and I'm sorry if you're listening again, but I doubt it. Your question didn't make any sense to me, and it's the only question I got in regards to this damn thing, so I had to at least try to address it, which I'm trying to do now. But the question was, are wedgies a myth or real? And how did they originate? So she said that she has a question that she needed me to try to hit. So she said that and then followed up with that question. First of all, wedgies are for sure real. I don't understand that question. They're not a myth. They can't be a myth. People get wedgies all the time. So I don't get it. What does that mean? And then she had my dumb ass looking up if there was a different meaning to wedgie. I actually spent time trying to find it. Nothing. There's nothing. Wedgie's a wedgie. There's an atomic wedgie. I found videos on friends giving each other friends atomic wedgies, which is just a really it's a really strong wedgie, I guess. Now, the one that intrigued me was how did they originate? And I legit couldn't tell you. I honestly got I'm mad at myself now because that's definitely more intriguing now, but I think I was so damn frustrated with the first question and like it didn't make any sense why someone would ask that, that I didn't really look much into the second one. Should we look that up while we have some time? Let's find out. How did wedgies originate? How did wedgies originate? I can't even spell when I type. I can't do anything right. Okay, what? Mr. Shyaptard's answer is a good one. But the first recorded instance of the wedgie comes from ancient Rome. As Caesar was crossing the Rubicon on his way to invade Italy, he didn't want to get his new toga wet. Aww. So he asked a nearby slave to hold up the hem as he crossed the river. Oh, I see where that's going. That's funny. I bet you that it can't be real, though. I didn't. Okay, here it goes. Unfortunately, the slave grabbed the wrong fold of that complicated garment. And when Caesar slipped on a rock, disaster ensued. Yeah. So now we know how a wedgie did originate. So there you go. I answered it live. Not live, because this is, you're going to be listening to it later, but it's live for me. Okay. But yeah, that's all I want to talk about. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I got a new setup. I got a new painting. I am a new painter. I am an artist. Okay? And it's quarantine still. We ran out of toilet paper. Oh, that's another thing. We ran out of toilet paper. Well, not really. We came down to the last couple rolls. The only toilet paper that's around, unless someone else knows of some shit. Janina couldn't find any toilet paper when she went out looking. She found one place. I forget where she even went. And the rolls are like the size of my fist. Like, no joke. That's how wide they are. So those will be gone. There's like six of them in a pack. It was probably $5, $10 for the pack. Who knows? Everything's overpriced right now. I don't know. This shit's getting annoying. Okay, it was always annoying. Everyone knows that. But you know what I mean. Like, toilet paper. It's not something I was expecting. Why did my camera change? I'm sorry about that, y'all. That's my bad. Toilet paper is an annoying one. I guess anything would have been annoying, though. Can you imagine if we lost coffee? Fuck. That would suck. Alright, y'all. That's it. I'm gonna call it. I'll try to get on this again. I was in a good mood today, so I had to do it. You know what I mean? Alright, my boobies. Hey, get on Twitter, at CCLpod. Oh, Facebook, too. Go to Facebook. If you haven't been to Facebook yet and liked the page, please do so. That's also facebook.com/CCLpod. And then, Instagram is at SaichiBabyCCL. Anyways, later, dog. I mean, booby. I'm sorry. I don't know. Shouldn't have called you dogs. Shit. This is getting awkward. All right. Bye.